AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The verdict in Cleveland for a city police officer is not guilty.
I find that the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant, Michael Brillo, knowingly caused the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams.
But Timothy Russell's sister does not think this was the right verdict.
Adrenaline was flowing. By the time they reached up, caught up to Tim and Melissa in that parking lot, they simply let them have it.
This all happened at the end of a chase that began after Timothy Russell's beat-up Chevy Malibu backfired. There have been protests in Cleveland today, including a mock funeral, with some carrying signs asking, "Will I be next?" Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson says this moment will define the city.
It is my expectation that we will show the nation that peaceful demonstration and dialogue is the right direction as we move forward as one Cleveland.
Officer Brillo's attorney said his client risked his life on that night only to be attacked by prosecutors. It's a landslide in Ireland. 62% of voters said yes to legalizing gay marriage. Joey Kavanaugh says a lot of expatriates cast ballots in this election.
People at home seem very inspired and encouraged by the fact that people are going to such great lengths to come home and vote.
Ireland is the first country to approve gay marriage in a popular national vote. 19 other countries have legalized it. Islamic State fighters broke into the Museum of Palmyra. A Syrian official says artifacts have been removed from the museum and are safe. Meantime, the U.S.-led coalition conducted airstrikes on Islamic State installations near the captured ancient town in Syria, the first such reported attack. Nigerian drug agents have arrested a senator-elect wanted in the U.S. in Chicago in a nearly 20-year-old heroin deal that was the basis for the TV hit Orange is the New Black. This is AP Radio News. The weekly media addresses focused on Memorial Day.
President Obama says he hopes Americans take some time this Memorial Day weekend to remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice for their country.
We have to honor their memory. We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice.
Republicans also sounded a Memorial Day theme. Texas Representative Mac Thornberry criticized President Obama for threatening to veto a defense authorization bill.
The world is too dangerous, and the men and women who serve are too precious for that.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
Near Seattle, the Coast Guard says it has no plans to remove a woman who chained herself to the Arctic Challenger, a support ship for Royal Dutch Shell's exploratory oil drilling plans. This all started last night. The Coast Guard cutter Osprey spent the night monitoring the protester, but took no action. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.